Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's social experiences podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. Okay, so this week I don't have a sponsor for reasons I'm not going to get into, so guess what? You don't have to listen to an ad at the beginning of the episode. Hooray! So let's just get right into the events that are going on. I feel like I have so much to tell you guys. You know how, like, if you haven't seen a friend for a little while and then you go for coffee and you have so much catching up to do? That's kind of how I feel right now. So this might be a long episode because there's a lot going on and I have so many things to tell you and I'm very excited about it. Okay, so the first thing that I need to tell you is that The Blind Beggar is bringing back their comedy nights. So this is Tuesdays. They would have like a local comedian and sometimes non-local people come by and do an act, and it's very affordable. It's $10. The tickets are on Eventbrite, and the person who is the comedian this week is my good friend Dale Ward. He's a hilarious fellow, so you guys should check that out. I'm so glad comedy is back. This is amazing. So yeah, Blind Beggar should be, I hope they're doing these every Tuesday. It looks like they're just setting them up in Eventbrite now, so I'm going to keep an eye on that and let you guys know. Happening Wednesday this week, there is a do-it-yourself bubble tea workshop, which I thought was really interesting. So it's happening at Juice Fruit, and this is $25 to go. But I was like, that's kind of expensive, but you get two drinks and an order of either fries or popcorn chicken. So that's like pays for itself right there. So that's kind of cool. If you're interested in that, I have it linked here. So I'm looking at a slightly different script here because I created one that's going to go on my blog and everything is linked. So if you... I don't know if that's like too much for you guys to like listen to the podcast and read the blog, but everything is going to be linked in the blog. That's what I'm looking at right now, and you can buy tickets for things super easily right there. Okay, having said that, let's get back into it. So yeah, there's the do-it-yourself bubble tea workshop. There is a Fleetwood Mac tribute happening on Thursday, which looks kind of fun. I would be into that. It's at the Grey Eagle Drive-In, and so the tickets are kind of unique for this. You either spend $99 to get your whole vehicle in, or they're selling standing room tickets. So that's kind of fun. It's like a concert scenario, but it's outside. So that's only $30 if you want to buy the standing room, which honestly, I would kind of prefer that to listening in my vehicle. So that's new. That is since the COVID restrictions have been relaxed, they can now have people mingling outside and listening to this Fleetwood Mac tribute. So that's pretty fun. Tickets are still available for that on Show Pass. Ooh, also happening Thursday, and this is something I predicted was gonna happen. I knew Heritage Park would do this. They brought back their ghost tours because they were ridiculously popular. They had those going on in the spring and they sold out almost immediately. They were doing like double header tours, I think on Wednesday nights, or maybe it was Thursday. Anyway, now they're doing them on Thursday for the next month or so during the summer. I expect that these will maybe continue right into the fall and up until Halloween, because like I said, they were so popular before. Why wouldn't Heritage Park continue doing this if this is obviously a gravy train for them, if they just like haul people around the park and tell them ghost stories, which is awesome. I want to go. I still haven't been. Tickets are $23 on Show Pass if you want to check that out. I want to do this sooner or later. I don't know when I'm going to make it there. Next thing I want to tell you about, Friday night, we have the Higher Heels Drive-In Drag Show, which is really interesting. I think this one's going to be really good. It's at TELUS Spark. It's drive-in, so it's a little bit weird, but it's got like all of the best drag queens in Calgary all brought together in one place. And this is by Plain Jane Events. And you know, she puts on literally the best events in the city, actually. She's amazing attention to details. And she's always like, bigger is better, and like, make sure people get their entertainment value. So tickets are a little bit more for that one. It's $150 is the starting price. And you can check on Show Pass to purchase those. They still have tickets left, so make sure you grab them. Also happening Friday night So this is interesting. It's called Rise Up While I See, and it's a set of events that Tourism Calgary is kind of, I don't want to say organizing, it's half organizing, half promoting. It's something to do with like getting Calgary to quote, rise up after the pandemic. So it's like all these local musical events. Go to their website to learn more about what, because some of the events are really small scale and some of them are bigger, like full concerts. But the one happening on Friday that caught my eye is happening at King Eddie, and it's literally $10 to go. I think that would be fun and totally worth it. And you know, the rooftop is amazing. Actually, I should say, I don't know if it's on the rooftop or if it's like in the downstairs area. So I can't promise you a rooftop on that. You have to look into that a little bit further, but definitely check out the rooftop if you haven't yet. Happening on Saturday, we have Calgary Night Market. That is at Eau Claire, and entry is free, and they've got the food trucks. It's pet friendly, and there's local shopping there, as you know, supporting local at the local market. So that's something fun to do on a Saturday night. Also happening Saturday, this event is really cool. I just like stumbled upon it. So it's a nighttime putting party, and it's at Golf Future YYC, which I don't know what that is, where that is, some sort of golfing place, obviously. But the event is free. It's a free putting party. You can go and putt for free, and there's live DJs, there's beer. I mean, obviously you have to pay for the beer, but there's also like prizes and giveaways. So I don't know how they're putting this event on for free, but that sounds like a pretty good way to spend a Saturday night with free putting, beer, and DJ. So awesome. Again, if you want to find some of these, it might be easiest to sign up for my blog, so you can link directly to there. But you can also check out Crafted Sessions on Instagram, and they have like a link in their profile, and you can kind of discover it that way as well. Coming up this weekend, so this goes from Friday the 30th of July all the way to August 7th, so that's like about a week there. This is Fringe Festival. Do you guys remember Fringe Festival? Have you ever been to Fringe Festival? I went a couple years ago. So it's interesting because it's like multiple venues and with these like theatrical events of kind of all kinds. Like some of the theater is more serious. A lot of it isn't though. A lot of it is like comedy and kind of like wacky and all over the place. Like I was looking in ones like a magic show and like a mentalist kind of dude, I think. And some of the shows are more like sexual, like they're for a mature audience. So like it's all over the map. Like that's why they call it Fringe Festival, because I think it's things that might not fit into more mainstream theater, which I love. Like I think that there needs to be a place for all these weird, wacky theatrical things, and we should totally support that. Plus it's like extremely affordable. Like one of the events was $8, can go up to like maybe $20 or something. Like it's really cheap, and you're like supporting these people from the ground up. Like these are all local people who like wrote these scripts themselves, or maybe are in their own plays. Like it's very like very kind of like low budget but high entertainment value, and just something different to see in the city that you're not going to see anywhere else. So yeah, if you're looking for something to do, definitely go to their website and check it out, because lots of different, like I said, multiple venues, and I shouldn't say lots, like maybe four venues and tons of different acts. Look there for some fun stuff over that week there. Happening this weekend, Rotary Rib Fest. Yum. I love ribs. So this is a drive-in event. So this is exactly what they did last year to make it like COVID compliant, because they couldn't have a big group of people in a parking lot. So I don't know about how the drive-in works. I think you drive in and like say which place you want to order from, and they like put you in a drive-in lineup. I don't know, that sounds a little bit annoying to me, but I love ribs. And also I think they used to have an entry fee, but they no longer have a fee with the drive-in event. So I mean, there is a benefit with that, so you just have to pay for your ribs, and you know those ribs are gonna be good. Oh my gosh, I love ribs. Other things that are coming up, so I mentioned this, I think, two podcasts ago, but I'm going to mention it again. Studio Bell has free admission until the end of 2021. So this is on weekends only, which I find random. I don't know why it wouldn't include the weekdays. But if you want to go to Studio Bell, which you definitely should, I'm telling you that architecture is amazing. And also you can just go to King Eddie, which is literally attached to it, and, you know, see both in one go. So I highly recommend as that way to spend your weekend. And you will enjoy it. Sunny Cider is hosting a live music series. So this is Thursday for the next month. So July 29th, August 5th, 12th, and 19th. This is free. Actually, I'm not entirely sure that it's free, but I'm like 90% sure that it's free. Free live music at Sunny Cider. As you know, Sunny Cider makes delicious ciders. They have like a whole roster of delicious ciders. So if you've never been there, I mean, you should obviously go. And it's terms of live music, I have noticed that more shows are popping up. This is exciting. So Palomino, Palace Theater, and Broken City, I've seen all have announcements this week about local live music that they have upcoming, which is amazing. Shows are back, guys. Like, can you imagine going to like a show at the Palomino? I haven't done that in so long. That would be so fun. That is great. So check out maybe like their individual Instagram pages or their websites to see what's upcoming if you're looking for like a particular show. Or maybe just like show up there on like a Friday night and see who's playing and pay cover and have a good time. That works too, right? Also, I mentioned this one a couple weeks ago, Alberta on the Plate. So this is August 6th to 15th. So coming up a little bit in the future. And this is like a food festival that is celebrating kind of local producers, growers, as well as distillers and brewers. So it's all about supporting local. So participating restaurants are offering multi-course fixed price menus that are just like highlighting things on the plate that come from local farmers. So it's just, it's a really nice effort to support local farmers, which I am all about because, you know, I grew up on a farm. So yes, if you want to know more about that one, check out their website. You can see the participating restaurants. So that is Alberta on the Plate. Oh, you can also check out their Instagram too. Sports news. How often do you hear sports news from me? So Stamps games are back. I like the Stamps. I think it's fun. The first game is August 7th. Tickets are on sale on their website right now. I would love to catch at least one game this year. It's a good time. The weather's been really beautiful. I mean, other than the smoke. So yeah, that's something fun to do. Do with your friends. Okay, this next one is random. I debated about whether I was going to include it or not. So there's a bubble tea festival happening right now. It's currently going until August 8th, but I can't really figure out like what it is. Like, I went to their Instagram, I went to their website, and as far as I can tell, these like, I don't know, 5 to 10 bubble tea places are offering special drinks that maybe normally aren't offered, or maybe you get a small discount. I don't know. It really was unclear what it means to have a bubble tea festival, but I know people love bubble tea, so you can be as confused as I am and go to their Instagram or go to their website and try to figure it out for yourself. I mean, it's a really cool idea. I feel like because this is their first time around, maybe the execution, maybe the marketing isn't quite there. Like, what is a bubble tea festival? I love it though. I love bubble tea. So gotta love, that's why I did decide to include it for you guys. Coming up in the future here, so this is still a few weeks out. So this is August 19th to 21st, that one weekend. So this is called Camp Sled Island. And this is a really cool idea, where I guess you can kind of rent out High Park, or I don't know how they organize this, but High Park is a beautiful space. If you've never been up there, I mean, it is just a parking lot, but it's all been painted and it's got these like colorful picnic tables and just like art kind of around the area. And it's got beautiful views of the city. So it's actually a really cool place to be a venue. What Camp Sled Island is I thought it was live music, but then it said it was videos of musical performances that they've been collecting for the whole year. But then it also says live music included if allowed, which I believe it is allowed now. So I think it is a combination of live and pre-recorded musical performances, which is interesting. I think that sounds pretty cool. And the price is pretty reasonable. It's $60 for a table of 4 people. And also there's snacks there and you can get beer service as well. So that's really cool. I wouldn't mind checking that out for a night. And especially if the weather's good and you're on that rooftop parking lot area, I think that would be a really beautiful way to spend an evening. now coming up in the way, way future, August 28th. So this is more than a month out, but I want to tell you about this because this is an amazing fundraiser. So this is for kids cancer care, and it's called Barley and Smoke Beer and Barbecue, my two favorite things, like literally. It's at EdMax Park. It is $75 to go, but that includes your food and drink samples. And you can buy extra drink tickets if you need. All this information is on their website. I don't know if you really need extra drink tickets or they're just kind of like offering that to people, but this event sounds amazing and you should totally support it because all those proceeds go to kids cancer care, and who doesn't want to have an afternoon of eating barbecue and drinking different beer samples? And it's from like local breweries, so you're supporting local as you're, you know, eating and drinking, so you can feel good about yourself. So make sure you put that one in your calendar, or just like buy tickets right now. Yes, buy the tickets right now to support them. Okay, let's move on to restaurant news. So this is fairly short this week. Pablo Cheese Tart just opened. You might have seen that on a bunch of my foodie friends' Instagram. I haven't tried it myself. It looks really good though. Apparently they have businesses in Toronto and Edmonton that are extremely popular. So I don't know if it's like a franchise or a mini franchise or how that works exactly, but guess they're really popular and that's why they're expanding, and now they're here in Calgary and we get to try Pablo Cheese Tart. So yeah, they are open. You can go there right now. Halal Guys are opening on 17th Avenue. Finally, they've been almost opening for months. I really don't know what took them so long. It's kind of weird that it's been delayed for so many weeks or months, like even past the pandemic, but they're opening Friday, July 30th. They are doing like a media night on Monday, which I have to miss out on, unfortunately, but I'm sure you guys will see lots of pictures of their food popping up on Instagram this week. So it'll just make you want to check it out that much more. I'm sure I will get there eventually. Okay, let's talk about me a little bit and what I did this last week. So I went to Major Tom Bar. It was really good. The food was, I would say, like more classy and upscale as you would expect. I have to draw your attention to the amazing cheese bread. It was so good. I've been telling all my friends, like, if you go, make sure you order the cheese bread. It's not like any cheese bread I ever had. It's more like I would describe it as like a stuffed garlic toast. Like it's in between like a grilled cheese and a garlic toast, but it was like stuffed with almost like cream cheese. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was not a light appetizer though. It was very, very decadent, delicious, and yes, full fat, full cheesiness. It was so good. So definitely that cheese bread was a highlight. We had some really good drinks and really liked our mains as well. And the service was amazing. It was kind of funny because so my boyfriend had a half order of like pasta, or so he ordered a full order, I should say, but it came as a half order. And so he's like, oh, like, I think like this got like messed up by the kitchen or whatever. And they were like, oh my gosh, we are so sorry. Like, how can we make it up for you? Can we get you a free drink? Can we give you a free dessert? Can we give you like a discount? And like the manager even of the restaurant even came over and we're like, this is totally unnecessary. Like, we weren't unhappy with this. It's just like a slightly smaller order, and like he wasn't that hungry anyway, like we had too much food anyway. So they were just like over the top making sure that we were happy, which was like really exceptional. And then they took the pasta off the bill, which I mean they didn't have to do, and they gave us a free dessert, which again, that was like totally unnecessary, and I feel like no other restaurant would do that. So yeah, amazing service, and the views were spectacular. You can get seated like kind of close to the window so you can look over the city a little bit. Definitely do that. But they also have like an amazing bar area and like really good atmosphere for that. I would say it is a little bit more upscale would be my guess. Like, I feel like they still want it to be more for like a corporate kind of lunch place. Like, I don't know if it will be popular on the weekends too. I don't know. I guess like it remains to be seen. But yeah, Major Tom Bar was a hit and I do recommend it. Other random thing that I did, so just kind of like summarizing Stampede. So I didn't really do any stampeding, like, which is weird for me because usually I go to the Stampede like 7 out of 10 days. Like, I'm pretty bad. It usually is a bender for me. But this week, or this year, I should say, was not a bender for me. I didn't go to a single tent, which was kind of made me sad in my heart because normally I'd be all about the tents, but I didn't do that. The only thing that I did do was I went to a pancake breakfast thing for CH Financial, and that was good. Just had some breakfast, hung out, like had like one drink, I think. So pretty low key, but that was fun. Other thing that I did, so reason I'm including this one, I went to a networking event at Trolley 5, which I normally probably would mention on this podcast because like, why would you guys care? But it's interesting because it was for the Alberta hospitality industry. And so this Alberta Hospitality Association. And so this association just started at probably like May of last year. So it started because of the pandemic and the government shutting down restaurants and how they felt they were unfairly being singled out as spreading COVID and all the restrictions they put around capacity and wearing masks. And it was hell for restaurants and like the not having the communication about the shutdowns and like even the reopenings, like there was never any time given to restaurants. So it was really, really tough on them. So this Alberta Hospitality Association started as a result of that to kind of negotiate with the government and kind of like just make a coalition of all these restaurants and help them with like networking and have a shoulder to cry on too, I imagine, as well. So I'm not a member, but I am on their mailing list. And so I went to this networking thing and it was so interesting, you guys. So basically, and I mean, I didn't talk to everyone at the event, but a lot of the people were saying that they have basically PTSD from the last year and a half. And in their minds, they are open now and they are planning to like ramp up for August and like do events or have live music or do like whatever it is that like brings people into their restaurant. But they're simultaneously planning for a shutdown in September because they've been through so many waves. They're like, okay, so here's the up where everything is kind of like good and people are coming in. When is it going to all be shut down and closed on us? And they're thinking September. So like, how can we maximize how much money we make in August and then plan to shut down like our staff and our restaurant again in September, which is an insane mindset. Like they might be right. They might not be, who knows, but like, can you imagine operating your business thinking like it's go time and then it's shutdown time? Like, how do you plan anything like that? How can you even like, that's really just heartbreaking for them. So it was a really interesting networking session. I met lots of cool people and yeah, I really enjoyed myself. I'll probably go to another one of those if I have the opportunity. Other thing I did this week, so Taste of 17th was happening. So that's where you get those like vouchers you get ahead of time and can go around and use them. And some people were like, where'd you use your voucher? So I just wanted to follow up with that. I went to Butterblock, which is a really awesome bakery. If you guys have never heard of it or never been there, you should definitely go. Like, I want to say it's probably the best bakery in Calgary. The person who owns it / runs it is a SAIT graduate and was just like very obsessed with like having the perfect like croissant, the perfect scone, the perfect like all these baked goods, and started up a little shop that was at first a pop-up and then moved to like a full-blown thing. And so yeah, it's on 17th and I went there and redeemed my $25 to get like a bag of frozen croissant scone things, and I get to make them at home. So I'm probably gonna do that today, at least make some of them. It looks so good. I'm so excited. So yeah, you guys should definitely go to Butterblock. It's amazing. It's really, 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 really very good, if I didn't stress that enough. What I'm doing this upcoming week, so I'm actually going to be a guest on a podcast. It is called Mess Hall Podcast. So these are some fun local food reviewers, and they don't normally review food from restaurants. My understanding is it's more like food from like grocery stores or like fun products. You know how there's like unusual things that come out, like, I don't know, a banana flavored Oreo or something, just like bizarre. They'll like gather up some random foods and do a little podcast episode. They're nice, like short 20-30 minute episodes, and they're just really like lighthearted. So that's called Mess Hall Podcast, and you guys should check that out if you're interested. And I'm doing two other things this week that are oddly very similar to each other, and I'll kind of explain why. So the one thing I'm going to is TELUS Spark has a new digital immersion gallery. And these digital immersion galleries are all the rage right now. So basically what it is you walk into a very large space and they have projections that are on the floor and the ceiling. Or no, I guess I shouldn't say ceiling, floor and walls, maybe the ceiling, maybe not. And it's just supposed to be like this immersive experience where you see usually art or so it could be something like space or some photographs kind of displayed everywhere around you. So you're kind of like immersed in it and it's supposed to be like a really cool Instagrammable experience and you just kind of like wander around. I'm pretty excited to check the one out at Telus Spark, but I'm also invited to the Van Gogh one, which I've been telling you guys about for months and is finally opening in Calgary. Yeah, you get to see Van Gogh art everywhere. So two immersive experiences for me. I'm honestly excited about both of them. Watch my stories on Instagram so you can kind of follow along and get like a better idea of what it is I'm talking about. Or you can look at videos on YouTube as well to like figure it out what exactly it looks like instead of me trying to describe it to you. You can actually see yourself. Other updates. I feel like I'm rushing through this because we're already at 25 minutes right here. So exciting announcement. I hinted about this a couple episodes ago. I have a Sarah Sociables burger coming up very soon. August 1st is when I'm going to tell you guys about it and you will be able to order it as of August 1st. And I think you're really going to like it. So I'm not going to say any more than that, but yeah, we are about a week away from that big announcement. It's only available for the months of August, so make sure you get in on it. A portion of it is going to charity. Other news. So I posted this on my stories this week. So some of you may already know what I'm talking about, but I am planning a singles mingler event. And where this came from is, as you know, I want to bring back events for YYC Sociables. I've done some fun events in the past, but I've never done a singles event. I know there's demand for it because people have asked me. And plus, I was talking to a friend of mine. She runs a very large account called Girls Connect YYC. They have a big Instagram account and they have like a huge, very active Facebook account, like 5,000 women or something. And so these women want to meet some men. And I know the women on my account want to meet some men as well. And so there's a big demand for that. But also we need to find some men. So that's kind of what I was talking about on my stories, was that I'm scared that there's going to be more women than men there. I know there is demand for men, but I don't know if men are as willing to like buy tickets to things and kind of like put themselves out there as much as women. Like I've always seen women as more of like the risk takers when it comes to like putting themselves out there in terms of dating scenarios. Maybe that's just what I've seen. But yeah, so I need to somehow monitor the ticket sales. So it's about roughly 50-50. So I think everyone is happy that way. And I can do that on Eventbrite. I did check. It's just they raised the fees for that, which is really annoying because we want to keep the price down. But I mean, we have to make sure the event's roughly half and half too. So that event I would like to do in the next couple weeks. I just am finalizing the venue. I have to send out a few emails this morning and hopefully we can get that going right away. I'm super excited because I think that one's just going to be fun. Like I'm going to be there. I'm not single. You guys know I have a boyfriend, but I'm going to be there. I will be mingling. I'll be facilitating the mingling and it'll be fun. There'll be drinks. Yeah, it'll be good. So if you know anyone who's single, please send them our way, especially if it's a single man. Okay, so I'm trying to wrap it up here, but I guess I did want to mention a little bit about how poor of a job I've been doing at getting guests on this podcast. There's been no guests, so I'm a failure. I'm a huge failure, and my only excuse is I've just been so busy, and I've just been getting busier, especially with things opening up, and you guys know I was talking about kind of cutting blogging permanently, but then when I was asking people on my stories, people said they wanted me to bring blogging back, and I was like, no, I was trying to make a cut, and now you want me to do more, which I'm happy that you said that because I do like blogging and I'm definitely going to do some blogging and see if I can bring it back. But then it's like, okay, well, now I got to do cuts like somewhere else because I'm just doing too much. Like you guys know I work full time, plus I'm attending 3-4 events a week, plus blogging and podcasting and all the posts on Sarah Sociables and YYC Sociables and the events I want to do coming up. Like it's just like something's kind of got to go. And right now I don't know what that is. So I'm kind of nervous about how I'm going to manage this all, and I don't have any help. As you know, it's just, it's a team of one. Things are coming slowly, but surely. Be patient if maybe something falls apart. That's where I was going with that, I guess. Okay, that is everything for this week. Okay, 29 minutes, 54 seconds. That's not too bad. We can wrap it up here, you guys. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You're amazing. Please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already. I know I've kind of slowed down on the reviews. I haven't had a review on there since April, but I think that might be just because you all have literally reviewed me already. So get your friend to review me, maybe. That would be great. So yeah, leave me a review. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I love talking to you guys all the time. I'm so excited that you're excited about the same things that I am. And if you want to advertise with me on this podcast or in any other capacity, send me an email at info@yycsociables.com. All right, bye for now, friend. I will see you next week.